Megan Payne is the executive director of the Lesser Slave Watershed Council. She joins us on the line today. Megan, thank you very much for joining us. How are things at the council? It's been a while since we've talked to you.
Good morning, Keith. Yes, I guess it's been a bit, but I'm happy to provide an update on what we have going on this spring.
What are some of the projects that are going on this spring?
Well, we are busily out in the field collecting tributary water quality samples and site investigations for benthic invertebrate sampling later this season. We have some lake monitoring planned this year as well out on Lesser Slave. So that's part of our monitoring programs. Jess and Callista are actually out right now doing an extreme science field trip with a group of grade nines out at Hilliards Bay. So we have lots of youth programming going on in May and June until the end of the school year with lots of the teachers from around High Prairie, Slave Lake, and even Canuso. And then we are planning an AGM and a few events coming up later this summer. So lots going on. We're pretty busy.
It sounds like you're very busy, but I'm guessing the kids are sort of taking priority now. Yes, you've got other big events coming up, but working with the kids, how much fun is that?
Oh, that's really fun. Our partner is the Lesser Slave Forest Education Society. We've been working with them since 2010. So their group of educators plus our staff engage with pretty much all the different grades, have some form of watershed component in their curriculum. So some of the field trips we're doing, we have water quality testing, one station we call Marsh Monsters, one about erosion and weathering, and then the grade 9 and high school program Extreme Science kind of brings it all together in a full day experience looking at land use, water quality, and benthic invertebrates. So those are always really fun.
How key is it to get the knowledge into the kids, I guess at the junior high, high school, or even an elementary school level? How key is it to get the information about the fact that this subject is important to our good Mother Earth's future, so to speak?
Well, it's very important, and not just for kids, adults as well, because we work with water managers and land use planners and decision makers as well. So the kids component is very important because we're inspiring our youth to become stewards of our watershed and perhaps pursue careers in the sciences. But we also do things for adults, like homeowners. We're having what's called a Green Acreages workshop later in July, and that's for people who own a property who want to figure out how they can manage it to be a little bit more environmentally friendly and work with their goals and what they have going on their properties. Next summer, we're going to be partnering with Ducks Unlimited to host a stakeholder/industry wetland workshop. So there'll be a classroom component and then taking the group of adults out into wetlands and talking about their function and the different aspects of wetland management when you're working in those areas.
I think it was you that said this for the kids, but even for the adults as well. How much fun is it, I believe, just playing with the bugs?
Well, I find it's fun for everybody, and I really love on the youth field trips when we got, some parent supervisors or EAs or teachers that are kind of, lurking in the background, but they're paying just as much attention and having just as much fun as the kids that are actually, in the pond collecting all these critters. So there's always an opportunity for the adults that are involved to learn something too.
Now, you mentioned some of the big events and the big projects that are coming up here in towards the summer here in 2025. One big one is the Kids Can Catch event that's happening not too long from now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, time flies when we're having fun. So on Alberta has two free fishing weekends a year where Albertans can go out and enjoy angling without having to purchase a fishing license. You do still have to follow all the regulations. Mm-hmm. So in the winter, we host a Kids Can Catch event in Jussard. And then this summer, we're going to be hosting an event at Winagumee Lake Provincial Park on July 12th. And it's just intended to be a fun day for families to come out. We have about 20 rods that people can borrow, try their luck fishing from shore, and then we'll have a barbecue, some games and activities. We'll have a few partner organizations there. And, yeah, just kind of a good community event to get people out and have some fun.
Yeah, I'm hearing you get the youngsters out, but you get the real youngsters out, if I'm not mistaken, do you not?
I mean, we see people from all ages, little guys that can't really hold the rod on their own yet, but they're still having a great time, to grandparents. I mean, it's a community event, and it's a beautiful weekend in July. Fingers crossed, it will be. And there's also the opportunity to passively educate. We have lots of watershed resources there, and, you know, everybody loves a free barbecue.
Absolutely. Another big event that's coming up is the annual general meeting. How big is that going to be? How optimistic are you for a good turnout to that?
Well, annual general meetings are part of the business of being a society, so we have one every year in June, and this year it's going to be on June 19th in High Prairie in the evening. We're trying dinner in an AGM this year because we want people to be able to attend if they're interested, and sometimes hosting during the workday is tough. Our board of directors also are volunteers who have other obligations too, so we're going to try an evening event this year, and anybody that wants to attend, more than welcome. They'll have the opportunity to meet our board and our staff and hear a summary of the things we've done over the last year. And then, of course, the typical AGM stuff, presentation of our financials and director elections for the positions that are open. And if anybody wants more information on that, we have an AGM post right on the main page of our website with all the details.
How fun does the future look for the LSWC?
Oh, it looks great. We've got all kinds of projects going on. We've got three full-time staff plus our summer intern, Callista, here till September. We've got monitoring going on. We've got some new projects in the works, new funding applications that we're waiting to hear back from. So looking good in the watershed.
Megan Payne is the Executive Director of the Lesser Slave Watershed Council. Megan, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Keith.